trivia section. I'm here with Ty Hildebrand. How are you, sir?
Hello, I'm still here.
Okay, I know. This is 2 days later. I don't know who... boy, that championship game was
amazing.
Boy,
wow, what a game. That we should cover something. What we do on our show is we cover all bases. So.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, what a win by Oregon.
Yes.
What a win by Oregon. Just a heroic effort. Marcus Mariota, probably his last game
right,
as a college football player. And boy... good on Ohio State to pull that one out. Cardale Jones.
Yeah, I was also
3-0
in the last one too. I was taken aback when Bain blew up the whole place.
That
was,
yeah, I mean, just no one saw it coming.
We're being weirdly flippant about it. Actually, yeah, now that I'm just thinking about it, we probably should have. I actually thought he was a fictional character.
Sort of weird the whole thing, the way the whole thing shook out.
All right, so as the regular listeners know, the way we do trivia is there are 200 total points, not 200 total questions. Don't worry, you won't be here all day. 200 in four different categories. First is current event toss ups. For 5 points apiece.
Okay.
5 points apiece, 10 questions. Second is a topical. Like, for example, if I said, give me the coaches of the following college football teams. There are 10, okay. 5 questions apiece. Third are nicknames. I will give you the name of a school, not either a school or a minor league baseball team. There are five of those for 10 points. If you you can go ahead and say, if you know the answer, you can say it.
Okay.
If you don't know, you can ask for a hint. I will give you the name of the mascot and the name of the stadium that they play in. And that will be worth for 5 points. And the final one we play is Outburst. Do you remember the game Outburst growing up?
Yes, I love Outburst.
1 minute on the clock, one category. There are 10 questions. You yell as much as you can. Each of those are worth 1 point.
So two things I must address up front.
Of course.
First, I'm going to get some questions. I'm going to be embarrassed
this
when I listen back to this, but that's fine. I'll take it on the chin. I need to know the standings.
Okay. Now this I can't give you the entire standings. We've done a lot of these.
Yeah.
But I can tell you the lowest score. The lowest score and the top score. I never say the name of the person that got the lowest score because they will be released from that purgatory when someone goes under their record.
Okay.
I'll say it for one last time, and then whoever is next, not you, I'm sure, will remain in that nameless mode. The best all time is Chuck Culpepper, who got 167, which is amazing. Jeff Passan got 161, which is Culpepper was like one of the first people to do this, and he was basically like the Kobayashi of the hot dogging contest. Then, of course, what's his name? The American that came and set the record. Whatever the American.
Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut. Thank you. He first got close to, because Kobayashi was like the Ruth of the hot dogging contest. The record was like 9, and then it was 50.
Okay.
It wasn't until Chestnut came along that showed that the moon, we could get to the moon if we needed to. So he got 161. Those are very high numbers. But to me,
what's like mid-tier?
Mid-tier is probably Paul Feinbaum at 128.
Ooh.
128 is a good that's about mid-tier.
I'd imagine he killed it in the hip hop category.
Oh yeah, he was on that one.
He actually
was surprising. I didn't have a hip hop category, but still all of his answers rhymed.
He's very talented.
That's
why he's on the radio.
Okay, so we start out with 10 toss-ups, 5 points apiece.
Yeah.
We have a bell. We have no negative reinforcement for wrong answers. I'm sorry, sir, that's incorrect.
So we're Pavlov's dogs here.
Yeah, we are not. Okay. We are not a punishing podcast. We are warm and welcoming. And
okay.
Wonderful. But you do.
And there's no lifelines here?
There's no lifelines.
Okay.
And there's no, when you get to outbursts, there's no wrong answers. Like if you say, I'll just say yes or no.
Okay.
But otherwise, you do only get one guess.
All right. Let's
do current events. And by the way, this always ends up being current events from like a week ago.
Right.
So the people listening are like, I've already forgotten this happened. Question number one. What is the name of the former FBI director who led the investigation into the NFL's culpability in the Ray Rice situation?
Do I need the answer in the form of a question?
You do not.
Robert Mueller.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number two. What baseball player blamed his lack of votes for the Hall of Fame on the fact that he is a Republican?
I know this. Is it Piazza?
That is incorrect.
No.
Kurt Schilling.
Oh, Schilling. I missed that.
Kurt Schilling.
Okay.
Question number three.
Piazza.
He blamed it on the tips, the blind guy job.
It should be the frosted tips.
Question number three. Peyton Manning is second place on the all-time NFL passing yards list. Who is first?
Dan Marino?
That's incorrect. Brett Favre.
Oh,
Brett Favre.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
No, you're going to be fine. I'm telling you. Listen, as I tell everyone, the toss-ups are always the hardest one for people usually they're busy covering the beat that they cover and can't follow the
game. This is already a disgrace.
Question number four. What former Dallas Maverick died of liver failure at the age of 50 on Friday?
I have no idea.
Roy Tarpley. Roy Tarpley.
Oh, okay.
Question number five. What is the name of the new offensive coordinator at the University of Georgia?
Brian Schottenheimer.
That's correct for 5 points. They're very happy on there to have an NFL guy. They're very, like, they're all excited that they have, it's weird.
We had a discussion in the build-up to the national championship.
Like, Rams people, like, can't, they're doing backflips that he's gone.
Yeah, but, like, here's the funnier thing. Am I the only person, and I know I'm not because we had a conversation, am I the only person who believes that Brian Schottenheimer and Kyle Shanahan are the same person? Yeah. Have they ever been seen in like, the same room at the same time?
And there's a random Shula somewhere.
There's there could be 8 Shulas.
All right, so question number 6. Jerry Palm from CBS came out with his tournament bracket this Friday.
Yeah.
Name 2 of the top 4 number 1 seeds.
Kentucky.
That's one.
And
you don't get the bell until you say the other one.
Duke.
That's correct for 5 points. The other two are Virginia and Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yeah.
Question number 7. What team currently has the most points in the English Premier League?
Ooh. I am going to say, I don't follow Premier League that closely. Chelsea?
That's correct for 5 points. Well done. Question number 8. What Deadspin editor left his job on Friday to a roast, a yearly Deadspin tradition, annoying just about everyone that was reading the site all day?
Tommy Craggs.
That's correct for 5 points. It was very fun to watch that happen. Because it made sense to do roast for me and Delario, because it was like, hey, that's the guy that runs the side. Yeah. But everyone all day was like, who is this Tommy Craggs person?
Were you reading it, cracking your knuckles like, excellent.
It was just weird. It was a weird thing to see. People like, what is this crap? Like, it's Friday afternoon. Relax. Let them say goodbye. But I bet I can say with a lot, I would be pretty surprised if they ever do a roast again, which is kind of sad. But hey, sites get too big. Number 9. What did a potential juror yell at the Aaron Hernandez trial to be kicked off the panel?
I don't know the answer to this. I'm going to say murderer.
That's incorrect. Go, Pats, go.
Go,
go Pats, go is the actual thing.
Now, do you think that guy...
Is he a fan or did he just want to get off?
Right. Was it an emotional outburst or was it like a planned strategy? Well, what's
interesting, I just recently had jury duty. And the thing is, for him to even get to that point where they're like questioning him or he could like burst out, he actually had to have jumped through a couple of... He had made a couple cuts. At that point. So he had to have like invested his time into waiting for the right time.
Comes to mind for me, and maybe you had this book, but it's an age-old book. It was a book of David Letterman's top 10 lists.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a top 10 list in that book.
How
to get out of jury duty. And one of the things, because like number 2 is always the best one.
Right.
Number 2, I believe, was, let me send this out to the little man who lives in my pants.
Right. I also believe another one of those 10 was, listen, we'll make an excellent juror because I can tell someone is guilty just by looking at it.
Right, right. So go, Pats, go.
That's another one to try. It's another one to try.
2A.
And question number 10, the last of the toss-ups. What is the name of the slash fiction ebook with an NFL tie-in, NFL playoff tie-in, that was taken down off of Amazon for incorrect copyright use?
Wow. Repeat the question, please.
What is the name of the slash fiction ebook with an NFL playoff tie-in that was taken down off of Amazon for copyright infringement?
I plead the 5th. I have no idea.
A Gronking to Remember.
Oh, God.
A Gronking to Remember. We will never forget that. So you got 25 points out of the first round. Now we go to the topical. I give an overarching question.
Okay.
And then we have a subcategories underneath. This is also college football related.
Okay.
Name the coach with the most all-time wins at the following college football powers.
Oh, boy.
I will say a school. You give me the coach with the most all-time wins
there. Okay.
Number 1, Nebraska.
Tom Osborne.
That's correct for 5 points. Number 2, Notre Dame.
Newt Rockne.
That's correct for 5 points. Number 3, Illinois.
Tim Beckman. No, I'm kidding.
He may be 3rd.
Yeah, he could be. Just give him one more year. And Illinois. What was his name? Ron Turner.
That's incorrect. Robert Zupke. Oh. Where they play, Zupke Field.
Zupke Field. Right.
Number four, Georgia.
Mark Richt.
That's incorrect. Vince Dooley.
Vince Dooley. God.
He's only like six ahead.
See, this is where I lose all credibility.
I know you're doing great. Question number five, Florida.
Steve Spurrier.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number six, Oklahoma.
Bob Stoops.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number seven, Oregon.
Mike Bellotti.
Sorry, that's correct. Sorry, I get jittered.
Do I get double points?
You don't. You do not. But that was well done. That's correct for 5 points. Number eight, Southern California, or the University of Southern California, or USC, or Southern Cal.
Ooh. Wow. I don't think the answer is John Robinson because he coached some really bad teams. I also don't think the answer is Pete Carroll because he wasn't there long enough. Mm-hmm. But God, you got gun in my head.
I do not actually.
No, not a literal gun.
not as far as he knows.
Pete Carroll.
John is incorrect. John McKay.
John McKay.
John McKay. Question number nine: Wisconsin.
Barry Alvarez.
That's correct. I do not know. I'm assuming the last one counted. Does that still count as total?
I think the tally's running on Uncle Barry.
You never know.
Yeah.
He's firing a coach. He's getting disagreements with the coach every 2 years.
Yeah. Just to add to the total. He's always available.
And question number 10, number 10, Northwestern.
Ooh. Gary Barnett.
That's incorrect. Pat Fitzgerald.
Pat Fitzgerald.
Pat Fitzgerald is actually number one. So you got 30 there. You're at 55. I think you're not out of the danger zone yet. But you're doing all right.
Can I beat Feinbaum still?
You can always beat Feinbaum. All right. And okay, now we have the team nicknames. I will give you the name of a team.
Yeah.
You will get for Tim, and you do not get two guesses. So if you don't know, definitely ask for the hint.
Okay.
I give you the team. You give me the nickname. If you do not know the nickname, as for a hint, I'll give you the mascot.
Okay.
And their stadium or arena. Question number one: the Scranton Wilkes-Barre AAA minor league baseball team.
Gosh, it used to be. I think it's the Yankees, isn't it? No, hold on. It's
okay.
It used to be the Yankees.
See, this is the part of the podcast where people that know,
yeah,
there's probably not that many people, but the right. People that know are yelling at the.
There was a Phillies component once. There was a. I think it's. I'll say Yankees.
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
The correct answer is the Rail Riders.
The Rail Riders. That's and right. They changed the name. I should know this. I live in eastern Pennsylvania.
That was part of it. Yeah. I pay attention.
You've done your homework. Yeah.
They play at PNC Field, and the mascot, because a lot of times the mascots can be helpful.
Yeah.
If you have no idea, the mascot can be helpful. In this case,
I'm saving my hint.
It would have not. Well, you don't. You get on everyone. You don't like run out. But Quills, that would have not been.
Yeah.
He's a porcupine. That wouldn't have been much help.
No.
Question number two, the Erie D-League NBA team.
I need a hint.
They play at the Erie Insurance Arena, and their mascot is Clutch.
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
The correct answer is the Bayhawks. The Bayhawks. Question number three.
Erie doesn't have a bay. It's a lake.
They are.
Who named those guys?
Question number three. Troy's football team. Troy.
Yeah. I believe Troy is the... Go ahead, give me a hint.
They play at Veterans Football Stadium.
Yeah.
And their mascot is T. Roy.
Yeah.
Which is a really horrible creative name for a mascot. T. hyphen Roy, as in like J-Lo.
Yeah.
Troy.
I'll say the Trojans.
That's correct for five points.
That's right. See, you've got me second-guessing everything now because I'm trying to beat Feinbaum.
Okay, well, question number four. Staying with college football, Middle Tennessee State's football team for 10
points.
The
Blue Raiders?
That is correct for 10 points. And they play at Floyd Stadium, and the mascot is the Raider.
The Raider, yep.
And number five, Seattle's WNBA team.
Oh, you went WNBA.
Well, I went WNBA. I usually go WNBA on these.
Okay. What's the
There's
the
only hint? Like 10 teams.
Yeah, I know. What's the hint?
They play at Key Arena in Seattle. And their mascot is Doppler. Doppler.
Okay. So there's a weather component.
That here. Actually is a hint. That
is it the storm?
That is correct for 5 points. Well done. All right, so you're at 75 now. You're in no danger of finishing last, I don't think.
All right, that's good.
It's going to be tough to catch Feinbaum, but we'll see.
All right.
Okay, so 1 minute on the clock. There are five of these for 10 points apiece. You can say, I will let you know yes or no. So I will give you an answer, yes or no, of any of them. But there's no wrong answers. I mean, there are wrong answers. They just don't cost you anything.
Okay.
So you can just shout out as much as you want. 1 minute on the clock. Pennsylvania cities by population.
Okay.
Top 10 populated cities in the state of Pennsylvania.
In order?
Nope. Just whatever order you want to give them to me.
Okay.
Each one counts. Okay, 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Philadelphia.
Yes.
Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Harrisburg.
Yes.
Allentown.
Yes.
Scranton.
Yes.
Johnstown.
No.
State College.
No.
Erie?
Yes.
Wow. Gettysburg?
No.
York?
No. You have six. Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, Allentown, Scranton, Erie. Those are the six that you have.
Chambersburg?
No. You have 10 seconds.
Quakertown.
No. Actually, now you have
Bethlehem. Easton.
Yes. Bethlehem, yes. Easton, no.
Reading.
Yes. And time. You got 8. Well done.
What were the other 2?
Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, Allentown, Scranton, Erie, Bethlehem, and Reading, or Reading, or whatever they're calling it these days. The ones that you missed were Lancaster and Levittown.
I never would have gotten Levittown, but Lancaster I should have gotten.
Lancaster and Levittown. 1 minute on the clock. Notre Dame all-time passing leaders by yards.
Okay.
The 10 gentlemen who have passed for the most yards at the University of Notre Dame. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Jimmy Clausen.
Yes.
Rick Meyer.
Yes. No, not Meyer.
Not Rick Meyer.
Yes, Meyer.
By yardage.
I'll give you an extra couple points, seconds for that one because I messed it up. Meyer, yes.
I don't know why I want to say Carlisle Holiday, but he's not an answer.
No.
Angelo Bertelli.
No.
Paul Hornung.
No.
They didn't pass. Tommy Rees.
Yes.
God, that hurt. Everett Golson.
Yes.
Wow. This is difficult. This is way more difficult than it should be.
Okay,
Kevin McDougal.
No. Now you have 10 seconds.
Oh, God. Matt Lovecchio.
No.
I'm trying to think modern guys.
And time. You got 4.
That's awful.
You got 4. You got Jimmy Clausen, Rick Meyer. I had that alphabetical order. That's why that happened. Rick Meyer, Tommy Rees, and Everett Golson, the ones you missed. Steve Berline, Jarius Jackson, Blair Keel, Joe Montana.
Wow. I miss Joe Montana.
Ron Paulus.
Ron Paulus.
Paulus. I thought who was it that was it the late
Beano Cook.
The late Beano Cook who said he would win 4 Heisman.
Yeah.
And Brady Quinn.
Oh God.
Brady Quinn. So you are tied for the worst ever, which is great because you still have a lot more to go. So
okay.
You're out of those woods.
Okay. Good.
That was meant to be a positive thing. I
know. Yes. No.
The way
great.
I phrased it in retrospect,
right,
came across as more negative than I meant. Okay. 1 minute on the clock. The 10 largest college football stadiums by capacity.
Okay.
By capacity, the 10 that hold the most people. 1 minute on the clock. Say I need the name of the stadium, not the name of the school.
Okay.
If there's like a big, long, complicated name, you can go by the most common name.
Okay.
1 minute on the clock. Go.
Beaver Stadium.
Yes.
Michigan Stadium.
Yes.
The Ohio State Stadium. Ohio Stadium.
Yes.
Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Yes.
Tennessee is... I can't think of Tennessee Stadium name for some reason. Tiger Stadium.
Yes.
Five.
Why can't I think it's Tennessee Stadium name? Volunteer Stadium?
That's nope.
No.
That's nice try, though.
I'm blanking.
10 seconds.
What is Georgia Stadium? Between the Hedges.
And time.
Sanford Stadium.
I'm going to give you that because I had not finished the word time. That is correct for 6 points. So 1 point. So you got Beaver Stadium, Michigan Stadium, Ohio Stadium, Bryant-Denny Stadium, Tiger Stadium, and Sanford Stadium. You missed Kyle Field of Texas A&M, Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, USC, Neyland Stadium, Tennessee, and Darrell K. Royal Texas Memorial Stadium, Texas. So that's six.
It's the timer thing that throws you off.
Okay, well, don't look. Don't look. As far as you... Ordinarily, people can't see. Maybe I should, like...
There's no excuse for this.
I should gift you a couple points, just in case. All right. Now, this one is a special one because there are actually 17 answers that you only have to give me 10. If you get all 10, you will not get more. I will just congratulate you on getting all 10. The College Football Hall of Fame inducted 17 people into its Hall of Fame on Friday. Name as many as you can, up to 10. There are 15 players and 2 coaches.
Okay.
1 minute on the clock. Go.
Bill Snyder.
Yes.
Brian Bosworth.
Yes.
Lincoln Kennedy.
Yes.
Wow. And I should know this because we could have had him all on his cast. my comprehension of the email.
Yeah, I think I got the same email and deleted before I even realized that.
Eddie George.
No.
I'm just throwing names. I said Brian.
Spencer Hall.
Yeah, Brian Bosworth. Someday. You said. I have a keen appreciation for the history of the game.
I can tell.
Obviously.
10 seconds.
Gosh, I don't even know.
All right, and time. You got 3. Bill Snyder, Brian Bosworth, and Lincoln Kennedy. Here are the names of people that were missed. Trev Alberts, Bob Bruning, Sean Brewer, Ruben Brown, Wes Chandler, Tom Gatewood, Dick Jaron, Clinton Jones, Rob Lytle, Michael Payton, Art Still, Zach Thomas, Jim Tressel, and Ricky Tressel. Williams.
That's right.
And Ricky Williams. All right, so now we're going to see how many points you need to pass as we go to the last one. 12, that's 10, 18, 21. You have a total of 96 points. You are... If you get 8, you will tie Joe Sheehan. If you've already beaten Michael Weinrib, you just passed Michael Weinrib. And you are also shooting at Tom Ziller from SB Nation. So that's who you're shooting at. But I'm afraid it is unlikely you will catch Mr. Feinbaum. This is like Rock and Jock, and like one of these is worth like 20. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Okay, 1 minute on the clock. The last 10 coaches to win a national championship. This is the universally accepted national champion. Obviously, there's some debate one way or the other. Generally speaking, the one that's considered to have won. Vacated titles do not – we don't acknowledge vacated titles. So
the last 10 unique coaches.
Last 10 unique coaches. So if you won more than one, you don't count twice.
Okay.
The person only counts once. 1 minute on the clock. Last 10 coaches to win a national championship. Go.
Nick Saban.
Yes.
Pete Carroll.
Yes.
Gene Chizik.
Yes.
Jimbo Fisher.
Yes.
Les Miles.
Yes. Five.
I said Jimbo Fisher.
You did. Fisher, Saban, Carroll, Chizik, and Miles.
Yeah. Phil Fulmer?
No.
No, we don't go back that far. Les Miles. I said Carroll. Jim Tressel?
Yes. We have 10 seconds. And time. That's 6. Gives you a total of, we'll get to the total in a second. You got Nick Saban, Pete Carroll, Gene Chizik, Jimbo Fisher, Les Miles, and Jim Tressel. You missed Mac Brown, Larry Coker, Urban Meyer, and Bob Stoops. See, this I have to say, this is the first time I've done one of these in person. It makes me sad. Because ordinarily, I'm now afraid that every single time, because you did fine. You have nothing to be ashamed of from your score. But, like, I see how missing questions hurts people.
I do a college football podcast.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with it. You did fine. There's nothing to be embarrassed by your score. I'm just realizing that, like, it really does hurt people when they miss questions. And now I'm going to imagine the sad face that you're making.
My day is ruined. It's like sad emoji.
But you end up with a score of 102, which leaves you in between Joe Sheehan and Emma Spann.
Okay.
So 102, nothing to be ashamed of whatsoever. Mostly, thank you for playing along with me.
Thank you.
In this silly game. Thank you for coming to my hotel. And I really am sorry I ruined your day. You really just seem like crestfallen.
I'm going home.
I apologize.
I'm going home.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Everyone listen to the Solid Verbal and follow Ty on Twitter. It'll be in the show notes and so on. But everyone, enjoy your week. We'll be back on Monday with a new show. Take care. Thanks, Ty.